As always, our next guest has brought a story from back in the day. Karen Warwick, Beachmere's resident author and historian, has a tale that could be included in our Anzac Day program. They were such big characters back then. I wonder if the present generations will be as interesting in the annals of history. Good morning to you, Karen, and to your story of the Beachmere Bugler.
Good morning. Many residents have childhood memories of Beachmere, which include the clear, brassy call of a bugle at midday. Now, it wasn't from a school bell, as there was no school in Beachmere back then. The sound came from one man. His name was Harold Philip Truesheim. He would stand on his veranda each day to signal to his children and every other child in earshot that it was time to come in from playing on the beach and eat some lunch. Harold's connection to the bugle went far beyond a simple family tradition. As a boy, he had stretched the truth about his age to enlist in the Australian Imperial Force, the AIF, during World War I. He began as a bugle boy before transitioning into an engineering unit that later served in France. Before the war, Harold listed his occupation as a butcher. His older brother took to the skies with the Australian Flying Corps, while Harold enlisted in Brisbane on the 13th of January 1916 at just 19 years old. Assigned as a private in the 5th Motor Transport Section, he embarked on the Australian troop ship, the Buna, in October of that year. France left its mark on Harold. He was wounded in action, medically discharged, and returned to Australia aboard the hospital ship Orita on the 9th of August 1920. For his service, he received the British War Medal and the Victory Medal in 1924. A proud veteran, he remained active in the Wynnum RSL. With the mechanical skills he honed in the war, he co-founded the South Brisbane Guard and Radiator Works on Grey Street with business partner George Howes. In January 1925, Harold married Barbara Newnham, a registered midwife and the matron at Wynnum Hospital. Together they built a life and a family. Beachmere became a special retreat for the Truesheims and the Howes families. They first visited for holidays before purchasing land in 1936 and started building homes. Harold made Beachmere his sanctuary, proudly flying the Australian flag from a pole in his yard whenever he was in residence. Today, Harold's name is etched into Beachmere's history, remembered on our memorial wall in Clayton Park, and his family have shared his story, which can be found in Beachmere Digging Deeper, alongside photographs that capture a young man in the prime of his life and his beautiful bride. These two and their family are one of many that chose to call Beachmere home. Remembering Beachmere's past.
And that was Karen Warwick, Beachmere author and historian, keeping our community connected. Listen again on the 101.5 FM website. Search podcasts.